all together now. La 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 la. La 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 la, Denby. Well, the weather didn't beat us this week, but Denby Town did. A giant killer in the World Cup. We'll be talking to the man who scored that goal against Connors Quay on this week's Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast. May want to plug your ears on that one, Nomads fans. Also, if you're a Bala fan, ooh, be wary. We've sent a mystery customer to your ground recently, and they're going to report back on this podcast. All of that to come, the betting and the preview, but let's ask for Jonah's big moment of the week. What was your best moment of the week, Jonah?
You know, you have to congratulate Denby Town in making the World Cup final. It's a magnificent achievement. Along the way, they've knocked out three Welsh Premier League teams. So this is no fluke in getting to the cup final. They haven't had no easy ride at all. Congratulations to Denby. And let's look forward to a magnificent cup final against TNS.
And as you've just revealed on Audio Boom, the final is somewhere, as we know, I've got a bit of love for. Llandudno will be hosting that final against TNS. What have you got to say about that as a venue?
Well, you know, they've been a fantastic addition to the Welsh Premier League, Llandudno. And I think, you know, geographically, it's most probably advantageous to Denby. But I'm sure TNS would like to play in front of a big crowd. And, you know, we're expecting a full house there. Chris Coleman going to be there. Hopefully the FA, you know, they may do something with children entering the ground, you know, at reduced rates or whatever. And let's see 1,500 at the final and make it the final the competition deserves.
I know what they can do about children entering the ground. Put them on a catapult outside and push them in. Oh, that's a good idea. It provides entertainment and football. To be fair, though, we have to say Llandudno so far this season, if my maths hasn't let me down, one of the highest attendances in the league so far, or cumulatively highest attendances in the league so far. You know, so they know they'll bring a good number of people, won't they? And they like a good football game at Llandudno, whoever's playing. So that's good news.
Yeah, like you say, I think they most probably deserve the venue because of the way they've, you know, enhanced themselves on the Welsh Premier League this season. Their football has been magnificent. They've gone to second place in the league, which I think you're the only bloke in Great Britain or Wales forecast that. Their average attendance is 545, which at present is number one in the Davabet Welsh Premier League. So what an addition to the league and a smart place to have the venue for the World Cup final.
Fantastic news. So that was your highlight of the week. Can't disagree with you to a certain extent. I have to say, my other highlight does involve Nomads. It was their 2-1 win. Let's hear from man of the match, Les the Truck Davis, getting his man of the match award from Scorio after the game.
All the lads here working hard, especially under Andy. He demands a lot of us, and I think everybody's responded well to it. And as you can see with the results on the pitch, it's working.
Yeah, took a knock in during the first half there. We weren't sure at one point if we were going to see you come back out for the second half, but it was worth it.
Yeah, definitely. It's only a little knock. I never stay down for too long. So, yeah, just got back on and scored the goal. So, yeah, it was good.
Well, of course, it'll be disappointment, Jonah, for Nomads not getting into that cup final, but they'll be delighted that they beat Bala.
Well, that may have been an interesting question to ask their management team, you know, of Jay Caton and Andy Morrison. What would have you taken? Would have you taken a cup final? Or would have you taken 9 points out of nine in the Davabet Welsh Premier League? Professionally, I think they'd have taken the 9 points out of nine. What a turnaround since the management team have got together. And Jamie Crowther and Les Davis, you know, the truck he's been known for is, you know, his hard running past players and long shots in his days at Bangor. That was a great poacher's goal, the winner on Saturday night. I was lucky enough to be doing the game for Scorio. He really poached out that winner. And what a win for Gap Connors Quay, 9 points out of nine. And who's to say they're not going to be in the top six now at the end of the 22-game campaign?
Well, we easily sequenced from Nomads through Denby. It's almost as if we've got a script and we know what we're doing here. I'm going to sequence now to MBI Llandudno. We've just mentioned them. But let's talk about their 1-0 win against Haverford West. Let's hear from the two managers first. We'll hear from Alan Morgan and then we'll hear from Wayne Jones.
It was a good 3 points at the end of the day. You know, performance wasn't there. But at the end of the day, they can't do any more for me. You know, they've been absolutely brilliant for me. And, you know, sometimes you don't play well. It's about grinding a result out. And that's what they did today. And I'm absolutely delighted.
Overall, I thought we competed well, created enough chances to win the game. But we haven't taken them again. You know, it's an extended game that we've gone without scoring. It's another defeat, the six on the bounce. And it's just not good enough. It's not good enough at all.
Now, Jonah, 1-0 sounds like MBI were in charge. The pictures of the game will tell you a different story. It was a brave attempt by Haverford West, wasn't it?
To see somebody like Jordan Follows, who's a great finisher usually, you know, at this level of football, just a real smashing finisher. I mean, remember seeing him score two for Llanelli in Europe, and he had two gilt-edged chances on Saturday against MBI, and they didn't go in. So Morgs' luck is looking good at the moment, and Wayne Jones' luck, you know, he's down on his luck at the moment. Like we said last week, needs somebody to stand up and start it in the back of the net. Definitely too early to count them out. If they keep creating them chances like we showed there this week on the highlights, I'm sure they could still stay in the race.
So you think that the fact that there's sort of polar opposites in the league now counts for nothing?
Well, no, obviously it counts for something, because Llandudno are massively on the up and everything's rosy in the garden at Llandudno at the moment, and things aren't great at Haverford West County. But you don't throw the towel in the third week of November with 4 or 5 months to go in the season. People are, you know, they're making these terms, chucking them around too easily. Is that the end? Or is that them into Europe and all that? You know, when you've been in the game as long as a lot of people have, you realise that this football season, the swings and roundabouts of the football season, there's nothing won, the old saying, there's nothing won in November or even at Christmas, right? You get in the top six by Christmas, but you won't get relegated at Christmas. There's still 10 games to go after the break. So there's a long way to go in Haverford West season. Yeah, they're only halfway through it.
And we must mention, Wayne Jones came back from suspension, got himself into trouble again, hasn't he?
When it goes wrong for managers, you know, and he's most probably got himself in a little bit of hot water there, which may not have affected him. And the previous year, he may have got away with it when everything was going well and they were getting promoted. And when things, you know, go against you, sometimes you say little things and they're picked up by officials. You know, you just got to be a bit careful. Just, you know, look Jose Mourinho, look Wayne Jones. When your luck's out, and then things tend to go against you.
Right, well, Andy Priest, delighted at getting back into winning ways after that banger blip last week. Let's hear from the Airbus man.
They're a tough team to keep out. You know, they've got so many striking options. You know, and any time you keep Venables, Quiet, Reece Griffiths and Reed, they've all been top scorers in this league and scored goals for fun. So with those three in, you're always a threat. But I thought we defended really well today. And like I said last week, I'm never really worried about going against the wind. So although we were only 1-0 up and, you know, probably had more chances than that to go 2 or 3, I still was confident second half, and second half we were better than we were first half against the wind. So, you know, it's disappointing, the banger result, but if you look at the last four games, we've got 9 points. So we're on a good run at the minute, and we need to keep that going. A couple of clean sheets in there, and we've played some of the tough sides as well.
And it was a blip, wasn't it, Jonah? Airbus seemed quite decent against Aberystwyth.
Well, I still think that my smart money would still be on Airbus for finishing second in this league. I know Bala have had a little hiccup at the moment, and they'll be right in there, you know, looking for a second spot. But if I was to bet anybody, I'd just say I think Airbus have the stronger all-round squad. Their wingers, their good wingers are coming back now. Wignall's back, Ryan Wade's back playing well. But they've still got the likes of Tom Field and company on the bench. I think if they all get back from injury and suspension, they will, you know, look to go all the way and at least claim second spot. Big game Saturday. You know, everybody's saying, well, it's all over. I doubt whether it's all over in the Airbus changing rooms. They got TNS Saturday. They beat them once last year, and I'm sure they'll go to TNS this Saturday looking to create an upset again.
And it was a feisty old game between Carmarthen and Bangor. We had an own goal, didn't we? And we also had a couple of red cards flying around.
Well, there you are. We spoke last week again about Carmarthen Town. They lost 4-0. Bangor won 3-0. So all the money was piled on Bangor. Everybody thought the Bangor would just go down there and they clicked into form. I was at the Scorio game and seeing the result come through, it just sums everything up about this league at the moment. You know, you've got to have a bit of luck in these games. Obviously, Bangor, two men sent off. Carmarthen have capitalised on that and got themselves a 2-1 victory.
And Rill still proving their salt. A 1-1 draw against Newtown. They'd take that any day, would they?
I think so. I mean, John Owen seems to be getting amongst the goals now. It's another point for Rill. You know, like I said, exactly the same as Haverford West. They still got 16 games to go in this league. There's only six till the split, but there's going to be six more teams then with another 10 games, which are vital. So, yeah, it's short term. It's all about the top six. But for continuity and staying in the Welsh Premier, there's another big 10 games to come after that. So we're really only at the halfway point as relegation is concerned. Top six, we are six games away from.
And finally on the weekend's game, Curtis March getting his marching orders for Petorbert. He got that red card. As Saints 1-0. Sounds a bit of a tight game, though, to be honest with you. It looks like the defence has shored up a bit at Petorbert now.
Yeah, I spoke to a couple of the lads that they were disappointed. They missed a couple of chances. They said, you know, a good chance with a minute or two to go. And if they could have nicked a point there, it would have been a fantastic point for them after their last game 2 weeks ago when they defeated Bangor. But Jamie Mullen is nicked a winner for the new Saints. That's what they're all about. That's why they're the best team in the league. Even if they're not, you know, on song and playing with aplomb, they can go to places and play their natural football in Wales. They'll pinch 1-0s 7 out of 10 times on away games. That's why they're the champions of the Daffabet Welsh Premier League. And that's why they're most probably odds on, you know, 1-3 favourites now to see it through.
Well, don't forget, all the highlights of the great goals and moments we've just talked about this weekend, they're on the Scorio website. You go to s4c.wales/Scorio and you'll see them all in their glory. Still to come, we've sent a mystery customer to a game at Ballytown. What did he think of the parking and the pies? But first... Well, what an upset it was last week by Denby Town into the World Cup final after beating the Nomads in that thrilling semi-final at their place. And let's talk to the man who scored the single goal, Sam Jones. Sam, welcome to the Welsh Premier League podcast. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
So, what was it like when you knew the moment was coming and you were stepping up to take that shot?
Oh, it was just a tap-in, really, but in the right place at the right time and put the ball in the net, yeah. Felt good.
How did you feel about your chances up until that point?
Yeah, well, the ball just came to me and I was there, so happy to score the goal for the lads there.
And what does it mean for Denby Town to be in a cup final against TNS?
Yeah, it's massive. It'll be a tough game, I'm sure. Just to get there, I know it was tough and we're all happy to be there.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Denby and what are your ambitions in football?
Well, I signed for Denby at the start of this season from Rithin. I haven't been playing much, but we come off the bench a lot. And then to get the chance to go on Wednesday was massive. And to score was even better as well. So
you played the super sub role. Do you think that's earned you some brownie points with the boss and you might get a full start soon?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
What do you think of the league you're playing in at the moment, the Cymru Lions? Is it as difficult as it looks?
Yeah, it is. It's very tough. A lot of teams are as good as each other, so I think the league table shows that as well. So.
And look, you've got sometime next year, you've got TNS coming up in that World Cup final.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? How do the guys feel about that? Or have you just got to put that to one side now because you've got league games over Christmas?
Yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to it, but it's something we'll have to just forget for now. We've got big games in the league and the Welsh Cup coming up, so looking forward to it, I'm sure.
I tell you what, there wasn't a bad attendance that night, was there? 550.
Yeah.
Is it normally 550 at a Denby game?
Not usually, no. So very good turnout from the fans, to be fair.
Do you want them to turn up a bit more for future games?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant to have more people down.
Well, Sam, you're the second person from Denby Town to make the Welsh Premier League podcast. Of course, the first was the gaffer when we previewed it the other week, so you've made a bit of history. And I suppose, what's your prediction for the World Cup final? Beat TNS
3-0? Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks, Sam. And sometime after Christmas, we'll do a special half-term report on the teams in the Cymru Alliance to see which ones are shaping up to be Premier League candidates. Coming up, we preview the weekend ahead in the Welsh Premier League, but first... We've got a lot to be proud of in the Welsh Premier League, but what goes on in these clubs? What's it like to be a fan and to turn up at a game? Well, here's the bad news for the clubs. We've employed a mystery shopper, and he's been going around some of the grounds already in the Welsh Premier League, and he's going to go around the rest during the rest of the season, and he's going to report back to us on this podcast what he thinks of the ground, what he thinks of the food, and what he thinks of the football. So here's his debut performance, and we're going to call him, to keep his anonymity, we're going to call him Bazza. Hello, Bazza.
Hello.
Bazza, which ground are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Ballytown.
And when were you there?
26th of September, big top of the table clash with TNS.
And how do we know you're not just making this up? What can you prove to me that you were actually there?
Well, being a bit of a football fan, we had a look at the fixtures and we decided that we would slope off to Corwen, first of all, for their game against Hawarden Rangers in the Wrexham Area League. And we enjoyed our day in Corwen, taking photographs of the statue of Owen Glyndwr. And then we headed back up to Barlow for the 5:15 kickoff against TNS. So, a nice day of football for us.
So it was a Scorio game, was it?
It was a Scorio game, and we must thank Scorio for these 5:15 kickoffs, which has enabled us to do these double-headed games. Very thoughtful of them.
Oh, the groundhoppers are delighted. If you can please the groundhoppers, that's all they need to do. So, mystery shopper, what was your welcome like at Maes Tegid?
Brilliant. Got to say, because we'd been in Corwen, we were a little bit tight for time, and we pulled into the car park at Barla, thinking, oh, we're never going to get a space here. But the steward saw me and straight away said, just there, sir. And I was able to park my car no more than 20 yards from the turnstile. So that is a really, really good first impression to make.
What was it like after that?
Going through the turnstiles, it was fine, very friendly, welcome to Barla. All the stewards were out directing us. You can go here, sir, there, sir. Showed us where the food was, where the club shop was, etc. Really good. 10 out of 10 for their attention there.
And what was the food like?
It was a burger van. So, always a bit disappointed when you see the burger van. The coffee was good. The chips, has to be said, were not bad at all. I mean, you actually have to sample these things to give an objective report. So I did. And, in fact, the chips were so good I went back for more at half-time. But, yes, it was a bit disappointing to see, but the quality there, not too bad. Little bit pricey, but not horrendously Premiership-style pricey.
I don't think anything's as bad as the English Premier League. Football-wise.
No, you can't. But, I mean, as for the rest of the game, the rest of the day, it was a bit of a disappointment once things got going on the pitch, because it was a 0-0 draw, and you could tell it was going to be a 0-0 draw long before the end, because Barla and TNS just cancelled each other out. It was just the two, what I thought were the best sides in the Welsh Premier League this season, just going through the motions and just grabbing a point each, and I think both of them were pleased with that. Long before the end, I bumped into an old friend from the Welsh League Committee and the Welsh FA in the stand, and we just ended up chatting for most of the rest of the second half, and I can't even remember a thing that went on in that second half. So, off the pitch, fantastic. On the pitch, a little bit disappointing. But I must say something, that for anybody who goes there, get yourself into the Barla Club Shop, because the mugs they are selling for only £3 each, what a bargain. Thank you very much.
Excellent. That is the best report we could have had. What I've learned from that is make sure you buy double chips when TNS are playing there so it entertains you. Try and make friends with an FA Wales executive and go to the club shop.
That's it in a nutshell as well. And remember to park your car 20 yards from the turnstile.
Brilliant. Thank you, mystery customer Bazza. We are loving these reports and I'm sure we'll get a few more throughout the course of the season. I don't want to give too many clues away as to whether Baz is going to turn up at your place soon, but you need to look for a 7-foot giraffe with spiky hair. That's him. So, Jonah, another big weekend of action in the Davabet Welsh Premier League. It starts on Friday with Aberystwyth Town against Carmarthen Town. How's this one going to play out?
Great fixture. It's usually a night fixture with locality between the two teams in the Welsh Premier. They've had the all-time record between the clubs. Aberystwyth have won 23, Carmarthen have won 11. That surprises me a bit there. You know, I thought it would have been closer than that. Aberystwyth 85 goals, Carmarthen 54 goals. It's a great fixture. Aber will want to win this fixture more than any game so far this season. I think they need to win this fixture. They have to show their strength this Friday night at home at Park Avenue, and they will be the team most desperate for the 3 points out of the two. I think Ian Hughes and Alba will want 3 points. I think Mark Hayes will win, and Carmarthen will be pretty happy with going away and taking a point from the away fixture.
Well, Davibet sort of agree with you on the home advantage here. They've gone 4-6 for the home win, 7-2 for a Carmarthen win, and 11-4 for the draw. Now, Bala rumbling a little bit, although apparently the pies are quite nice, so that's all right. Bangor, they're off to see Bangor. Who do you think is going to win in Bangor against Bala?
Well, City will be without Amadi and Miley, who both had straight cards last weekend at Carmarthen. You know, have you got a big enough squad? Has Neville got a big enough squad at the moment to cope without them? They're both key players for Bangor. Bala will be disappointed by their last two reverses in a row. They got beat twice in the last two games, so they'll want to get back on track and get a victory. Bangor's home win against Airbus, to be fair, a couple of weeks ago, 3-0, was a magnificent win. And if they can get back to that type of form at home, they could steal the points. But that's a real, real tough game. This is Bangor versus Bala at Bangor. I'd have to sit right on the fence on this one, I'm sorry. And I'll think you may eke out a score draw here.
Yeah, and the odds favourite, to be honest with you. The home win for Bangor would be 5-2, according to Davibet. 13-5 for that draw and 10-11 for a Bala win. Now, the most interesting game in my mind on Saturday is Haverford West against Rhyl. It's at the bottom, both of those teams needing points. Is that home advantage so crucial to Haverford West? Because we've seen them do quite well at home, haven't we, Jonah?
Well, it's absolutely vital. This is the game. I know we say all the time, the word could be popping up, you know, a bit too often, but this is an absolute gigantic game for Haverford West and Rhyl. You know, if Rhyl were to win this, you know, they would get back amongst the pack down in the bottom six. Haverford West could be cut a little bit adrift. You know, I said earlier on, it's too early to start panicking, but this is the biggest game of the season so far, I think, for both clubs. Rhyl have won 14 times and Haverford West have won 7 times previously. You know, it's a massive game. Haverford West's last home win against Rhyl was in 2004, Mark. It's a long time ago. That's 11 years ago. And Haverford West have now gone scoreless for 400 minutes, right? Like I said a couple of weeks ago now, a young striker now for the Bluebirds needs to come there Saturday. Whatever they need, put their lucky charm on, put their lucky boots on. Got to get a couple of goals for the Bluebirds to get their season up and running again. Yeah, and I think Rhyl, they may just, you know, edge favouritism in this game because of their current form. They drew against TNS, top of the league, and Newtown in the top six in their last two games. Rhyl, I think they could see this as a victory. Haverford West need somebody to pull a rabbit out of the hat and get a couple of goals for them to get their first win for, you know, quite a while.
And Davibet sort of agree with you because they've gone evens for a Rhyl win. They've gone 23-10 for a Haverford West win, and it's 5-2 for the draw. Other interesting games on Saturday: NBI Llandudno against Gap Connors Quay. NBI at 11-10 for the win, Gap at 11-5 to win, and 12-5 for the draw. Is it a draw, this one, Jonah?
You know, I mean, Llandudno's form, absolutely brilliant. It'll be without Tom Dix, a one-match ban with accumulation of cards. Kevin McIntyre will miss the game. He came on as a substitute. Nomads won a reverse fixture by 2-1 with Callum Mollis and Chris Rimmer netting before Danny Hughes got a consolation goal. Nomads on a 3-match win. It's a great game. I think there'll be a lot of people having a look at this 11-5 away for with the current run the Connors Quay Nomads are on. Llandudno in second place. A lot of people who don't know the league will say, you know, 11-10 at home for the second team in the league looks a stonewaller. I think Cap Connors Quay are the team in form in this league and may see them taking at least a point from Llandudno.
And the next two teams I want to talk about, Newtown against Portalbert. Newtown 5-6 for the win, Portalbert 11-4 to the win, and 13-5 for the draw. Who do you think is going to come out on top at Latham Park?
It's always a good game of football between these two clubs. I don't know why. Every time they play, you know, they have good games. I think there's plenty of respect from each other. And again, it's a game. Favouritism almost probably what it has fallen for Newtown being in the top five. All-time record between these clubs. Again, we go back to these Newtown 10 wins, Portalbert 16 wins. That's encouraging for Portalbert. I think 15 of them while I was in charge, but and the highest, you know.
Really? You surprised me.
They'll miss Curtis March, and he's just been settling in well at fullback. A little bit unlucky maybe with his red card last Sunday against TNS, but he'll have to miss the games. And congratulations, Keelan Mills-Evans. He'll play his 100th game for Newtown if he plays on Saturday. Smart money would be on Newtown, but they could keep up a sequence of them wins there, Portalbert, if they find their form.
And finally, the Scoria game, which you'll be attending, is a 5:15 kickoff on Saturday. It is the New Saints against Airbus. As ever, a game that under previous years we would have said were top two. It's been a topsy-turvy league. Airbus finding their feet again now. So does that make it hard for the New Saints, do you think?
Well, they could do something that they've never done in the Welsh Premiership, Airbus. They've never won on the New Saints territory. So they'll eke away all the time at Andy Priest and his team. I've been there and seen them draw a couple of times, and they always put up a good performance there. But TNS just seem to have the knack of scoring at the right time in these games, you know, all the time. But for Andy Priest, this will be his target. You know, they beat TNS at home in the one of the final games of last season. Airbus have never won at New Saints ground. Can they create history this week in getting a away win? TNS obviously will be absolutely, you know, overwhelming, with overwhelming confidence. They're well clear at the top. But I just think Airbus are finding their form at the right time. Could we see a surprise on Scorio on Saturday evening? We may do.
Do you think Airbus have got their mojo back? We talk about Gap getting their form back. I think Airbus are getting their form back. We've had the Bangor blip, but do you sort of agree with me there's something in Airbus now that's making them come back again?
I know Andy Priest. I know him, you know, and he's a little bit of a volatile character off when he's on the sideline. And every time I say Airbus have got their mojo back and they're starting to win, they get beat. So I won't say too much about that, okay? I just hope it's a good game.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. I better give you the Davabet odds so we can all have a look at that. The Davabet odds are a 1-4 home win for New Saints, a 17-2 away win, and 9-2 for the draw. So next week, we're up for the cup. It is the Welsh Cup. We'll be previewing the games, talking to a lot of clubs that could beat in, not just the Premier League ones. And me and Jonah will be going through the pick of the draw to see who we fancy for a giant upset. In the meantime, say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mac.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, though.
Brought to you by Audioboom.